Arts news from around the area. Welcome to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Promoting and supporting the arts, arts organizations, and artists throughout Greater Kalamazoo. On 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.
Well, good morning and welcome to Creative Cafe. I'm Kristen Chesick with the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. And I'm in the studio this morning with Pierre van der Westhuizen. He is the executive director of the Gilmore Piano Festival. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Great job on my last name there.
Oh, thank you. I have been practicing.
I can tell.
Yeah. So we like to ask on this show, what is your favorite morning beverage?
A cafe latte from Cafe Casa downtown.
Oh, okay. All right. Keeping it hyper-local.
That's right.
Okay. Yes, I have enjoyed their drinks as well. Pierre, you've been with the Gilmore International Piano Festival since 2018, is
that's
that correct?
Right. January 2018.
Yeah, you came in and worked with Dan Gustin for his last festival, mm-hmm. your first festival, mm-hmm. Handing off the baton. And unfortunately, then you had to cancel the 2020 festival.
That's right.
That was one of the first really hard decisions you probably had to make.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, yes. Wouldn't want to relive that ever again, but was grateful that we were able to, keep going virtually that mm-hmm. year. And this community was amazing in that regard
as well. And then you bounced back in 22 mm-hmm. with a very successful festival.
Thank you.
Didn't know there were still probably a little bit of challenges as there were with every live performance with the effects of COVID still going on. Mm-hmm. But we're here. It's 2024.
Yes.
And it's festival time again. And we're ready to have another wonderful Gilmore Piano Festival. What are you excited about this festival?
So many things. But just, gathering with musical friends, gathering with friends from near but also far away who are finally able to come and, travel without, there's always risk involved with everything you do, but at least there's some edge of the fear there.
Right.
And just being able to present the festival without all of those extra things we had to go through, even in 2022 with testing and masking and, backstage. We prepared. There's so many things we learned in 2022 mm-hmm. that I hope we never have to repeat. Just leave it there.
right. Yes. Do it once, get through it, but don't have to do it again.
Exactly.
Well, I know I'm excited to get back to fully in person, be able to see some international artists who are now able to come to the States. The festival has gone over the past two decades from I think it was like a 7 or 8 day festival, and then it was a 10 day festival, and now we're at 19 mm-hmm. days mm-hmm. in several cities across Southwest Michigan. And I'm not sure that many people in our listening area understand, unless they go to a lot of the out of Kalamazoo events, mm-hmm. that it really is a regional festival. Can you talk about some of these newer venues and what's happening there?
Yeah. So, as you rightly point out, the festival is now, it's April 24th through May 12th. And we've expanded in large part because of our network of Gilmore artists and Gilmore Young artists mm-hmm. who are now in this family of artists that we are able to invite back to the festival. And because of that, we're always looking for opportunities for them to play in the region. And then on the flip side of that, over the years, several venues in other cities have reached out to us and said, how can we be part of this incredibly exciting festival atmosphere and just jump in the action? And so we've added some new venues, and St. Joseph there with one of our young artists doing a recital there. And then over to Jackson, mm-hmm. where one of our young artists are going to play with the symphony orchestra there.
We've
had a long relationship with Lansing Symphony, with Grand Rapids, we're doing a new collaboration where Jean-Yves Thiboudet is playing concerto and solo recital all in one evening, and we call it the Gilmore in Grand Rapids.
Oh, wow.
And then we're reaching out to Saugatuck, so a fairly new venue. South Haven has been a partner for a long time. We're now also in Marshall and in Vicksburg, and Hastings. So it just keeps expanding. It's really exciting.
That is. It's very exciting. And for those communities who maybe don't have access to these international artists, even young artists, there's now access.
Exactly, exactly. And I should add also Gull Lake. I mean, we have a lot of people living out there in that area between Battle Creek and Kalamazoo, and the high school there built a beautiful performing arts center, and we helped them choose a piano and one of our young artists. It'll be the first time we're collaborating with them too, and it's a gorgeous space.
All right. Yes, the the Gull Lake Center for Fine Arts.
That's right.
That's where we had our Community Arts Awards last couple of years.
It's event.
A beautiful space.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful space. Well, I'm so glad that they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you go about picking your partners? Right. Let's stick with the partners and the venues. I mean, you mentioned one thing: Gull Lake being a partner, helping them with a piano.
Yes.
And I'm sure that that is one of the most important things to have within the space.
That would be key. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
If they have a good piano, that would be wonderful. And if they don't have, if there is the willingness to bring a piano in or work with us to bring a piano, that would be ideal. But then also the willingness to cooperate with us in some sort of, you know, marketing campaign and you know, building. We're trying to build a whole festive environment. We're trying to build a whole arts community here in the region. And, you know, finding partners that share that vision and who want to really expand what they're doing, what they are, their offerings to, it kind of is a win-win for all of us.
Right, right. And there are plenty of opportunities here in town as well, right? So can you talk about some of the venues that we'll be hosting?
Yep. Most of the festival, I will say, happens here in Kalamazoo.
Okay.
And so, you know, we use Wellspring Theater right here in the Epic Center. We very extensively use the Dalton Center Recital Hall on Western's campus, beautiful Stetson Chapel at Kalamazoo College, Chenery Auditorium, the Civic Auditorium, Miller Auditorium, it's a Bell's Cafe, and then also Shaw Theater at the Miller Theater Complex.
Right, so plenty of places to perform around town,
and
everybody's going to have a great piano. Right.
That's correct. And we actually, we bought a few pianos, and then we work with Steinway in Detroit and Steinway in New York City, who send us about five or six additional pianos that we deploy all over the place.
Right, right. So the Piano Festival also incorporates all genres of music as well. It's not like you're going to come to this festival and only hear classical or only hear jazz.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about what goes into the thought process in choosing the artist and how that comes about genre-wise?
Yeah. We really, the idea is to showcase the entire range of the piano. And this is such a multifaceted instrument. And you know, unlike the harpsichord, which is very much for a specific style of music, piano is basic to so many different styles over the years.
There's no harpsichord for jazz?
I haven't come across one. There might be, but I haven't. And so we you know, since day one of this festival, the first festival was in 1991, Van Cliburn played, you know, and then on the other side, Ray Charles played. So, I mean, it's been that way since day one, is to have this balance between classical and jazz. I think people feel like, you know, we probably in the last few years have actually raised awareness for jazz even more, especially now that, you know, we have the Gilmour Award, but now we also have the Bell Jazz Artist Awards, and that certainly helps bring it more attention to jazz. Jazz is a growing art form. Audiences are growing for it. It's amazing. It's diverse. It's eclectic. And it's dynamic, and so we're happy to have that here as well.
Right, and I even understand that there might be some tap going on.
That's right.
Yes, I saw that, and I thought, well, isn't that interesting? Yeah. That's great. So that's Conrad Tau and Caleb, is it Tichner?
Teicher.
Teicher?
Yes.
So can you describe that offering?
Yes, I will say that that is uniquely Gilmour. You know, we're able to present these sort of out-of-the-box programs because of the unique nature of our Gilmour artists and Gilmour young artists. And Conrad Tau is a Gilmour young artist. And, you know, he's also a composer, and he's always been thinking outside of the box. And who knew that a pianist can collaborate with a tap dancer and play Bach? So they're playing from, you know, Bach and Gershwin and Rachmaninoff and everything in between, doing some things together, some things solo. It'll be quite a feast. And we're also commissioning Conrad to write a piece for just him and Caleb to premiere right here at the festival.
Oh, that's wonderful. So there'll be a premiere involved as well.
Yeah, very exciting.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue to speak with Pierre van der Westhuizen. He is the executive director of the Gilmore International Piano Festival, which is coming your way in just a couple of weeks. We'll be right back.
Creative expression comes in all shapes, styles, and forms. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo invites you to get involved in your local arts scene. Are you an artist, playwright, actor, musician, or photographer? Do you make your living providing creative connections for others? Or do you engage in artistic expression as a way to fulfill a need to express yourself and share your story? The Arts Council wants to hear from you. For as little as $20 a year, you can become a part of the larger community of your artistic peers, exploring resources, collaborations, funding opportunities, and more. As a service organization, the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo has been proud to serve Kalamazoo since 1966. Please visit our website anytime at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. Or stop into our offices inside the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. We can't wait to meet you. This message provided by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo.
You're listening to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
And we're back. You're listening to Creative Cafe. I'm Kristen Chesick, and I'm in the studio this morning with Pierre van der Westhuizen. I got it.
You have it.
I got it. He's the executive director of the Gilmore International Piano Festival, which is only weeks away. Mm-hmm. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the different genres and different venues in which we're all going to be enjoying the festival. We mm-hmm. talked a little bit about Conrad Tau and Caleb Teicher.
Yes.
And how kind of eclectic that is, mm-hmm. but very Gilmore Festival.
Yeah.
Yes, which is great. The Gilmore Festival also has a reputation for being able to bring back very high caliber, highly awarded artists year after year. Can you talk a little bit about these returning artists?
Yes. So we have some Gilmore artists returning who in their own right have made really incredible careers. Ingrid Fleeter, who's actually, her concert is almost sold out, so hurry up. Piotr Andruszewski, Polish pianist, Kirill Gerstein, and then the wonderful Yu Jiawang, who I was last year in New York at Carnegie Hall when she played all of the Rachmaninoff piano concertos with the Philadelphia Orchestra. It had never been done at Carnegie Hall. Her concert sold out within hours. She is a phenomenon just entirely unto herself. So that should be incredible. And then on the jazz side, Kenny Barron has been here a few times. He always such a favorite here. Pink Martini is coming back.
That's great.
Thrilled to have them. And then some of the younger stars, Isaiah Thompson, he was here, a rising star. But it was during our virtual season, so it was an audience of one, me. this time I'm thrilled to have him at the Civic for the Jazz and Noon series.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We'll be able to see him in person.
Yes, exactly.
You have some new additions this mm-hmm. year as well, which is it's always great to know that the festival is going to have folks that maybe you saw or didn't see in the last festival, mm-hmm. but then also some new offerings. Can you talk a little bit about those new offerings?
Yes. Yeah, so we're opening the festival with jazz sensation Hiromi. I think of Yuja on the classical mm-hmm. as that virtuoso and Hiromi on the jazz for that kind of virtuoso. She's that exciting, thrilling, just all around, can do everything. And she's doing this program called the Quintet. She's teaming mm-hmm. up with a public quartet They are doing a sort of a crossover. It's a fusion between jazz and classical, which I find so poetic, because that is really what we're trying to do here at the festival, is showcase both of these styles, and she does it so beautifully. So Hiromi. And then my wife and I often play piano duo, so I love piano duo music, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. big fans of the French Labec duo, Katia and Maria Labec. And they have performed all over the world, and so this will be their first time coming to the festival, which I'm thrilled about. I reached out to them like a couple of years ago saying, I'm your biggest fan, and what are the chances? Of course, they wrote right back. Gabriel Kahane, I do want to showcase him a little bit. He is a, indie pop singer-songwriter, plays beautifully piano, and he wrote a whole song cycle based on his experience spending an entire year off the internet. And so
off the internet
it was during the pandemic, and the only way that you could reach him was through a landline or a letter, and reconnected with with the world that way, and wrote this beautiful set about that.
Offhand, do you know when that performance?
That is, yes, April 26th at Wellspring Theater.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm beautiful. Sure you need to get your tickets fast there, because that's a smaller theater.
Exactly. Very quickly. And I mean, he does these interesting projects. One of them, he traveled for months on a train and recorded random conversations with people, and made that into a song cycle. So I love the way he thinks. It's very creative, and it's beautiful music.
Okay, looking forward to that as well. You're collaborating also with our local professional theater, mm-hmm. Farmer's Alley, bring a special presentation of Sondheim on Sondheim.
Yeah.
And what can we expect there?
This is really Sondheim's biography, but told in his own words. So it features snippets of interviews with him, mm-hmm. And of course all of the songs that he wrote throughout his lifetime, and it kind of tells his life story through these songs, and you can really get to know the man through these songs. So it will be it's a very deeply moving show. I didn't see it in person, but I saw extensive footage of it from the Chicago production, and I was really excited to bring that here. So always happy to work with Farmer's Alley.
Yes, and that's been a fairly long-standing tradition to be able to bring some theater into, or musical theater, I guess, mm-hmm. into the festival itself.
Yeah.
And along those lines, I was actually very surprised to see that you have legendary Broadway actress Patti LuPone appearing in the festival. I would not expect to see Patti LuPone at a Gilmore Piano Festival.
And why I made the case for it is it's just her and a piano, and so the piano features heavily there. Piano features heavily in musical theater.
It does.
And it's a very specific style of playing as well. Mm-hmm. But we've always had singers at the festival. Mm-hmm. John Legend has played here, but he played for himself. And so Patti won't play, but her music director will play for her. And, I mean, this is such a unique show.
One that she's done before?
She will have just, she'll do it, I think, a handful of times this season.
Okay.
She has not done it before this season.
Oh.
So this is new. Carnegie Hall is doing it, and I know a couple of other places, and then here, Kalamazoo at the Gilmore. And, this is the living legend of Broadway, of film.
Right.
And we get to experience her in such a personal way, covering the songs that really defined her career.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a coup, I think.
I'm thrilled. And it ties back to Sondheim. I mean, Sondheim made her, she made Sondheim. It's a beautiful relationship. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. what a wonderful addition to the festival.
Thank you.
It really does seem that in the past few years, the festival has not only expanded geographically so that more people have access to it, but also embracing all sorts of genres of music that implement a piano as its sole instrument.
And more to come.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that you guys got really good at the streaming option in 2020 and
That's
2022.
Right.
Is there still a streaming option this
year?
Yes.
We'll stream about 14
concerts. Okay. So if you can't get out.
Right. It's all there on our website. And it's for us, it's still an important way it's a window into what we do here. People from around the world actually tune in. And yes, and if you're not able to come, if you're shut in or anything like that, it's a nice way to have access to the festival.
Yeah, but let's talk about that live performance aspect for just a second, because we all got used to the streaming, but then I know the first times I was able to go back in the theater and experience a live theater or a live music performance, there's just nothing that replaces it. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that?
I mean, from a basic human experience standpoint, being able to witness somebody who loves what they're doing and, you know, sharing that love in a room, I know it sounds very, you know, esoteric, but that is not something that you can replicate from your couch at home.
Right.
You know, with all the distractions of the kitchen going on and, but being in a quote unquote sacred space where art is being made and you're making space in your life to experience that, that is unique. That is special and it should be treasured.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So how do folks get their tickets if they haven't done it yet?
Hurry. Go to thegilmore.org. All the tickets are there. And then we also have the community box office here at the Epic Center, and they're open 10 to 4, I believe.
10 to 6.
10 to 6. Great.
Yes, yes.
Even better. So hurry on down to downtown, grab a coffee, and come grab your tickets.
All right. I've been speaking this morning with Pierre Van Westerhuizen. And Westhuizen.
Yeah.
The executive director of the Gilmore International Piano Festival.
Tricky name.
It is. But it's memorable.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. And we're talking about the Gilmore International Piano Festival, a couple weeks away. Get your tickets. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kristen. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us at the Creative Cafe. The Arts Council is gearing up for another great year of providing resources to artists and arts organizations in our community. One of the ways the Arts Council supports artists is through a series of grant programs designed to assist with projects and professional development opportunities both here and across the country. If you or someone you know is looking for financial assistance to further their career or organization in the arts, visit the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo's website at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. And click on the Grants tab at the top of the page. And remember to be sure to check out the grant workshops coming up in April. Now you know. Please tune in next week for another installment of Creative Cafe, proudly presented by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Infusing arts and culture into the commercial, educational, and creative economies of our region.